Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled.
He never puts his hand in because
heroes.
He clearly doesn't love us. DC Movie News. Good enough. You know what?
Oh, be quiet.
That is the slogan of quarantine 2020. Good enough. We are here.
It's good.
So
enough.
It is good enough. Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Mikey Christmas, of course. Mike, how are you doing today?
Another day, okay. Rox. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what's going on. I think I woke up about 20 minutes ago. My sleep schedule's all messed up. I went to bed at 5 a.m.
It's a weird time. We should just get rid of all clocks so we don't know. But
don't know
somebody who has to know what time it is because he's straight up going to work. And look at that mask. It's Adam Gertler, the Verstmacher himself.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Adam, where, what, who are you?
Well, it's funny because now we all live in very much the Watchmen TV show where masks are a part of normal culture. And I'm at the Cloud Kitchen facility. This is where my kitchen is, where my doghouse franchise is. And I've been here since Mikey went to sleep because we were serving breakfast under another alias. You see, our restaurant is like a superhero in that we have alter egos. Doghouse is also badass breakfast burritos in the morning. So, we were here. I was here with my man Miguel back here, and we were pretty much serving our breakfast. Now we got a little interim. We just had a little bit of a lunch pop. But I got to say, my quarantine experience has been very different than like my girlfriend or you guys, because I've been here like every day. I've never worked harder. Kind of a weird situation.
Have you let Harley Quinn know about your breakfast burritos yet? Is there a breakfast sandwich option? I mean, what's going on?
We just talked about that last night, and I do need to put on some kind of a Harley breakfast sando option.
I agree. Wow. Seeing you there right now, it feels like you are in, like, have a green screen behind you, because I have not seen anybody without the backdrop of their living room in the last 5 weeks.
No.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. What are we looking at?
It's been a while. This is my kitchen. This is a very small 200-square-foot kitchen. See if I can get on here. You see
the
griddle is all up back there. You can see that's where we do the cooking and stuff. That's where we have the line. I mean, it's amazing what we can do in this little space. Dishes right over there. That's Miguel. What's up, Miguel? Say hi to
Miguel.
The world. Hi. He's saying hello. Oh, look, Doghouse, represent. We're tagged.
Woohoo!
But we got news to talk about, guys.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We actually got news.
I'm just happy to see you. I'm happy to see you here because you know where I definitely won't be seeing you guys?
Where?
In San Diego this year.
Okay, yes.
We're in Wales. Is that what you said?
Wales.
I was going to say the whale's vagina.
Okay. I got the reference. All right. Get the reference.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say I won't be seeing you guys at Comic-Con this year because that is right. It has been canceled. I think this was the news that shocked no one. The only thing surprising about it was how long it took for it to come out. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. Of course, there was something on the other end of the spectrum, something that really did surprise at least me, Justice League Dark, which was ordered by HBO Max. So we'll be talking about that. And of course, TV time at the end. But let's just jump into it with this Comic-Con situation. Mikey, like you just said, we were waiting for this announcement, but you are somebody who's gone to Comic-Con for a decade now?
No, not that long, but
seven,
six years?
Years?
This would have been my seventh year, I think, or it might have been my eighth. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. This would have been my seventh year.
Your seventh year. Okay. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's a lot of years. This will be the
first one. It's the, like the one big thing I look forward to with my buddies every year. You know, everybody guys knows them from their Geek Buddies podcast, the Roka and all those guys. Yeah, it sucks, but I'm not mad at all. You have to do it. There's no way you take 100,000 people, you know, even if they lift the kind of stay at home order within the next month. These are people traveling from all over the world. It's like, that's a petri dish of what could be crap.
Yeah. So, already I get sick when I go there.
Just you get the con crud. Everyone gets that.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, Adam, how are you feeling?
Well, I think what's really starting to happen in the last couple of days is you hear that as we're starting to talk about the end of this sort of phase, of the most aggressive phase of what we're experiencing, is that the next phase isn't going to be back to everything. It's when we think about things like this, when we think about all the concerts, I had Stones tickets, Jazz Fest has been canceled, Coachella, Stagecoach. Forget about the billions of dollars, all these gatherings that people look forward to all year. Those are still not going to be a part of our lives until there is a vaccine, at least. So stages of this, we're rationalizing that right now because everybody is so in this isolation, right? And we just can't wait for that to be over. And then once that's over, there's going to be a whole other levels of stuff. And something like Comic-Con that people just look forward to, man, it's another layer of the reality of the whole thing. And it's, it's obviously, it's a bummer. But I keep thinking about the other end of it, right? I keep thinking about, wow, the Comic-Con that happens when it's okay to go back to Comic-Con, that's going to be a party, you know?
Let me ask you guys this, because I did see some tweets bummed out about Comic-Con being canceled. And obviously, I feel bummed as well.
Sure.
However, some people were saying that they would go. If there was a Comic-Con year, they would go. Sure. I certainly would not go, even if they hadn't canceled it. Mike, what about you?
Rox, you know me. I know. I would love to say I would go because, and this is the point, we're beyond the point of people like, well, it's only a young person, an old person that's got to be worried about this. We've seen people that are my age, healthy, die from this. So I wouldn't go just because, I don't know. I'm not stupid. I wouldn't go. You're an idiot if you'd go. I'm sorry. It's like the people in Ohio right now marching on the steps wanting to reopen the country.
You started so strong. I wouldn't go because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, because it's stupid. I see these people. One thing this has happened to this, and I'm not going to get into it here. I've seen through Facebook, and now I'm back on Twitter, thankfully.
With the new account, though, right?
Yeah, I just see how we have a very good portion of this country that's really stupid. We really are. That are just that they think it's a hoax, that they think this is the government trying to shut people down and keep us in and control us. I was just like, I believe in science. I believe in fact and science and what I'm told. That's all it is. You know, you see these things about like back in, I think it was before World War II, where there was a something that shut everything down. And then they kind of went back and like, oh, we're back. And then it got even worse the second round. Like there's a potential for this to get worse. Hmm. Like look at Florida. The beaches are going to be open tonight. Are you out of your mind? Like, I'm sad to say I'm from Florida, but my God.
Adam, what are you thinking? And also what's happening over there? People are wondering.
Oh, not too much. No, yeah, no, not too much. My boy, Tristan, is kind of like my manager here. He showed up and we're just kind of assessing before we get into Tristan in the background right there. Say what's up to Tristan. There's also this whole other part of it, which is like, what is going to be tactful to do after this is done? Like, there have been a lot of people who got sick. There are a lot of people dying from this. Even if you can get together and celebrate, do certain things seem a bit trivial until we really get this country back moving again? I mean, it is going to be such a delicate process. And now that we've all thought about it, I mean, people always joke about the Comic-Con crud, right? Isn't that an ongoing thing, Mikey?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, that's just, like, that's a minor thing, but now that is, like, a reality in, like, a sci-fi level contagion, like, kind of thing, right? Like, people are going to think of hygiene in a completely different way.
Hopefully.
And it already smells. Smells. We don't want to get the corona from it. Yeah, and also, what would they really talk about? there's not that many announcements to be made because they haven't made as much progress and they don't know the answers yet. Like, what are they going to do? Come back with a massive Wonder Woman presentation?
I can say this, Adam and Roxy, this could be the change because, you know, we talk about the post-corona world. This could be a change for Comic-Con to kind of get back to what it used to be. Maybe movie studios, like a lot of studios and actors, they're not going to want to come down there. You know, they're like,
I agree with you, Mike. I wish they would do that. I kind of think it would be great to burp the Comic-Con and take some of the hype of that out of it, right? And make it be about, like, the real hardcore fans again.
Because I was thinking about this. Like, for me, I've been – there's some things I always usually throw out the yearbook lead up to Comic-Con. It's like things I'm going to hunt down at Comic-Con, like action figures and stuff like that. And those small business, that's what I love to go for Comic-Con, like the toys and all that stuff and the comics. So maybe this is going to get back to less of a media hype and more of true fans, like comic getting back to what it was decades ago. With the, before it was like Twilight showed up and it was all about, you know, trying to sit in line in Hall H and not even caring about the floor and caring about the small businesses that go there. Maybe this will now be that.
I think
it's funny that Twilight showing up is now Batman showing up. But
it's true.
We are saying a lot of this as a society recently. This is changing us, possibly forever. We'll see. We'll see if it does that, or if in 2021 we go back to exactly what we were doing before.
I think you got to look at it like 9/11. Like, yeah, we went back to life as it was, except now we have to take off our shoes to get on a plane. We never had to do that.
Right, but that didn't have the economic effect that this will.
Oh, but on the other hand... Yeah. Look at the cost of flying now compared to pre-9/11. Now everything's charged for bags because of fuel cost. Flying went up tremendously after 9/11, the cost to fly.
I don't know
economically what's going to happen, but.
I heard that there's a strong possibility, and I think I saw this on We Got This Covered, that Wonder Woman 3 is actually going to come out before Wonder Woman 84 because of the delays. That it's actually going to
be one. I saw that too.
Wonder Woman 3 is coming out because they've already moved. I don't know how the math of it works out.
Yeah, I saw that too. I mean, I always go to We Got This Covered for my information like that and then talk about it here on this show. So agreed. I can't believe that. And we'll have to put some pieces together. But they told us ultimately by the end of the second one after the third one, we'll get what happened.
Yeah.
So just look forward to that, guys. Mikey's face.
Wait a minute. A movie that hasn't even shot yet, the thing is going to come out before Wonder Woman.
It's a joke, honey. It's a joke. We're making.
Well, you both are so serious about it. I was like, Adam, I was on Adam's joke, and then Roxy, you jumped in. And I was just like, what is she talking about?
I'm not allowed to make jokes.
You threw sources down, Roxy, that were that are good sources, so I believed it. Now, if you would have said Cosmic Book News said this, then I would have been like, get the heck out of here.
That's what Adam said.
We got covered as terrible too. Yeah.
I said it to Goat Mike because
I forgot that's a crap one. I'm sorry. My bad.
We don't think anything here is a crap one. We're a fan of everything. We just have found that sometimes what they say is not as accurate as
others. Oh, I fell for it. God darn it.
You did. You fell for
God
it.
God damn.
Your face.
Mike's quarantine has made his wits soft.
I don't know even where I am anymore, guys. I'm sorry.
Mikey Christmas in the house. Well, if we're going to be in the house, we might as well be watching some cool stuff. Let's talk about this Justice League Dark, which was, I know.
Yeah.
You know what? We're talking about it in a movie time, but... All right, let's just get into it. It's just the big news. It's the big news.
I like when
I sneak my stuff in there. So Justice League Dark, there was a couple of different things announced, things that are not DC relevant, but The Shining. I think it's a Shining property.
Some Shining spinoff thingy.
Yep, but Justice League Dark being the one that we care the most about is set to be produced by Bad Robot, J.J. Abrams' company for HBO Max. And I didn't see this one coming. I got to be honest. We've been talking about Justice League Dark for a long time on this show, but I didn't think it was going to be in this capacity. Adam, you're nodding your head. No. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's really interesting that this is the first thing we hear about from J.J. Abrams, right? We've been wondering, like, oh, what property? Is it going to be Superman? Is it going to be this? Like, what is he going to get his hands on? And I guess the title Justice League, we know, is not going to be used in a film for some time,
right?
Because of the last one. And then to see it going with a Max series, so many things to say about this. Like, first of all, on one level, I'm excited about something that is not a Berlanti production, like a different take, right? Coming from a different place. I'm still excited about it. I know a lot of people are going to be like, he ruined Star Wars, he ruined Star Trek. For some reason, I'm still optimistic about this.
I love JJ. I'm on board with him. I love his stuff.
I will say, though, that because it is Bad Robot, I don't think we're going to see any correlation between, you know, the Swamp Thing from the James Wan-produced Swamp Thing. I don't think we're going to see Matt Ryan, unfortunately. I don't know who we're going to see, but I do think it'll be totally different and not connected to anything that exists so far.
So let's talk about it. You don't know who we're going to see, but we can obviously speculate who we're going to see. Mikey, any thoughts? Who we're going to see? Who you want to see? If they're going to do a Constantine and Swamp Thing that are people we've seen before or all new?
I think Constantine, you have to do. He's not one of my favorite characters, but he's so well known with Dark. But I want Zatanna. I want Jason Blood, who's the demon.
Definitely Zatanna.
I want Dr. Fate, hopefully. I would love Detective Chimp. He's a monkey. He's a chip that's a detective. I think he would be. The Justice League Dark, the comic book that's currently produced by DC Comics, is fantastic. They've got Wonder Woman as kind of the leader of it, which is awesome. We're not going to get that.
When you say we're not going to get that,
because Gal's in the movies. They're not going to put her on HBO right now. It's like, and you talk about DC separating themselves. Now, if DC had done it and had been successful building the universe, sure, I could see Gal going and popping in HBO for a show.
But do you think that there's any way that they give us a Wonder Woman that is not Gal in the way that we have Kaley Cuoco doing, obviously it's animated, but doing Harley, or in the way that we have seen Grant Gustin versus Ezra Miller in The Flash? Or Amanda Waller, we had two at the same, two in different places.
You're right, Rox. Maybe they do. I think this iteration of the Justice League Dark that I'm talking about with Wonder Woman, it's brand new. It's only been, I think, 20 issues. So it's not as well known as some of the other iterations of it. I think they're going to go.
Yet the cover is what's making a lot of websites cover with Wonder with Woman in front. Yeah.
See, a lot of what I see is they use the animated film that came out a couple years ago, and they're doing DC Universe is doing a new one that's supposed to be like kind of like their end cap for their animated films of the new 52 version. What they've been doing, it's I think it's Justice League Dark Apocalypse War comes out next month.
For those of you guys who are watching us live, you see what's going on. For those of you guys who are listening to us on podcast, you don't know that Adam Gertler is waving his meat in our face. Was that or cheese?
I'm making a bad mother clucker for Mikey.
Dude, I was going to ask you if you guys were still making those. I wasn't sure if you had a limited menu.
What's Adam, a bad mother clucker?
Oh, yeah.
Adam, I craved one for the past 3 days in the doghouse next to me in Burbank. They are not doing takeout or anything. They closed down. Buddy, I might have to come over there. I'm going to have to put an order in, buddy. I've been craving
what
one
is
of those.
It? What's a bad mother clucker?
I will send you one.
No, I got to buy it, buddy. I'm not. Don't you send me one. I'll come down there and get it.
What? Somebody tell me.
It's a chicken sandwich. I got it in the fryer right now.
But it's got like a miso ranch dressing. It's got a pickle on it.
Yeah, miso ranch.
Man.
By the time the show is over, it's
a bad mother clucker.
All right. Well,
I got to order with my girlfriend. I got to have with my girlfriend. She's going to get upset if I eat food without her.
By the way, bad mother clucker is also one of the names of one of our alter ego restaurants. We operate under Doghouse, Bad Mother Clucker, Badass Breakfast Burritos, and Plant B, which is our vegetarian alter ego.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Love to
Rox,
hear
can
it.
You can you hold the stream? You and Anna, my dog's got to take a leak. It's pacing back and forth. I'll be right back.
I think absolutely. It's really rude the way that you phrased that. Can I?
Can
Adam and I hold the stream? I don't know. You guys at home, why don't you tell us? Can we hold the stream?
Gotta get out of here.
Sure. Yeah, I'll hook you up. I'll bring you one. Where are you at? Keto?
Okay. I'm going to let Adam do his thing, talk to his people, whatever. I can hold it down all by my dang self. All right. So my thoughts on Justice League Dark. Obviously, I'm very excited about this. Kind of curious what information is going to come out in the days, weeks, months to come on who they are going to be focusing on and casting wise, who they're going to be selecting, because, you know, with the HBO name, they have the ability to get some really big people. Last time we saw HBO go with the DC property. Obviously, we brought in huge names like Regina King.
Do you think that there's a chance that JJ's company will probably do something within the film world too? And could those characters
cross over? I think that we know he likes to have to create a shared universe. We know he likes that space. So definitely, will DC be on board with that? I don't know. We've seen them not love to cross over in the past, but it's a possibility. I know that when we're talking about the Berlanti verse. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, this is the first thing that JJ's doing. It's just really interesting that it's this. It seems very appropriate for the time. I'm just wondering what the broader picture, what the bigger plan is.
Well, I'm wondering, because when we look over to the Berlanti verse, obviously they're working on a Green Lantern movie. I mean, a Green Lantern show. And we've talked about whether that would ultimately end up being a movie. So maybe they're using HBO Max as kind of a launching, seeing what works. So they're doing a Justice League Dark and they're doing a Green Lantern Corps movie, TV show, and they're seeing what would stick on the big screen, possibly. I'm not exactly sure. Any other thoughts, Mikey, before we move on from Justice League Dark?
I'm excited. I think, I'm excited. I'm very excited for it. That's my thoughts, Rox. Did you guys hold down the fort when I was gone?
No, we really struggled without you. How did I ever live my life without you? I just do
and
not
I see,
know.
I can see the thumbs down on the YouTube page because of it. I saw that. Jeez. Oh,
speaking of which, guys, give us that thumbs up, subscribe, all of that great stuff.
Give it this.
Let's take a look at some pictures. Ryan, do we have the ability to do that? We got some Wonder Woman 1984 photos revealed. Maxwell Lord and Cheetah.
Pulling them up as we speak.
Yeah, nice when you say it like that. Cheetah.
Cheetah. Well, she's like this, and she's got the...
Sorry, Ryan, what'd you say? Pulling them up. Awesome, excited
Roxy,
to see
how
them.
Do you look so... How do you look so good? Like,
I had so first
crap going on.
Thank you so much.
I had a shoot
this morning. I have not been looking like this. I put on makeup today for the first time in 5 weeks. I have mascara on. Thank you for noticing, sir. Thank you for
the
noticing.
Honesty, because I was thinking the same thing. I mean, like, damn, it looks like quarantine agrees with you
guys. Yeah, I will take this because I have been alone for 5 weeks.
I'm in a hoodie with a beard, and I'm wearing this hat. Is now a normal part of my life. I will not wear the hat anymore. My hair looks ridiculous.
Are you not letting your lady cut it?
Are you out of your damn mind? I got my lady. She's never had. A trained professional cuts my hair.
Yep, she is a trained professional, just not a trained professional hair cutter.
Can I cut your hair, Rocks, next time you need a haircut?
Literally, go F yourself.
Why? Not. I'm a trained professional, though. All right.
Let's look at this picture. Here's it.
Oh, look at that damn thing. Jesus.
See, this is what's so crazy about that fried chicken.
What's wrong?
At the same time, Ryan puts Wonder Woman on the screen. I'm looking at Wonder Woman. She looks amazing. But I got to say, that fried chicken looked equally as good. It was like a battle of the images for a second.
You eat them both up. You gotta eat them both up.
What do you think of these new pictures, Mikey? How are you feeling about the Wonder Woman stills? And is it getting you excited, or is it just frustrating at this point? Because
it's weird. I'm in a weird place with movies right now because I see these pictures, and it doesn't do anything for me. Like I don't know why. Like they're great and they look great,
we were ready for the June thing, and now it's an August thing. So, and the movie...
What is the current release date of this film?
August 4th, I believe.
Oh, didn't they move it to November?
August 14th or something.
Is it August?
Will you be going to the movies on August 14th? He can't hear me? Oh, well, I'm happy he was excited about it.
I will be.
Yeah, I think it's still August 14th.
Gathering, but I wouldn't say it's a mass gathering. It's not... A concert. It's not a theme park.
Stuff has been looking really cool from top to
it
bottom.
It looks like he's in the White House. It looks like he's in the White House.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, when you get hit with that golden lasso of truth, you got to tell us what's going on.
You should do, ma'am.
If the White House had that right now, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You wanna talk some Dwayne the Rock.
I'll talk whatever you want to talk about, Rox. Pops up on the screen saying with an N and an S. For no.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no, we got you're delaying it. Like, okay, it's a
stunt. He says we still plan on shooting probably at the end of summer now, probably pushed until the end of August, September. Long, Adam.
But
we got to chill.
Elvis or Jesus?
Because I do too. I like watching Adam cook though, while he does the show.
I do too.
Different type of show. I've really enjoyed these. I do miss being in the same room with you all, but I'm super appreciative to all of you guys for being here still. And to the over 120 of you guys who are watching this live right now.
That's insane. 120 of you guys.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's funny because this is you, Rox, you are a podcast girl. You're in that world. I am. I wouldn't say I'm new to it, but I don't do it like you guys do. But it has forced me to, like, you know, now I'm buying, I got to buy a microphone. I'm getting a new cam setup. I'm getting lights. People talk to me now because I said, last night I was on, I was like, yeah, I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm driving me crazy. Like, Mike, do you Twitch? Where's your stream? I want to watch you play. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You want to watch an old guy curse at the TV for 5 hours?
Yes, they do.
Then they're like, they want to do James Bond watch alongs and stuff. So I'm like, my content.
Mikey, you
got
to get in it. You got to get in
it.
I know.
I'm behind the game.
The people who want to watch, shout out to Larry Lease, who early on in the stream put in 2 super chats saying, hey, did you hear as a Flirt and Flouse was picked up by Marvel?
Christian has gone off the rails. You want to talk about a guy that's always like, he doesn't like BS, he doesn't like this. Shmodan, he doesn't like outlandish crap.
I know.
To see that he has fully lost his mind with his damn thing, and that's all he does now.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
Amazing is one word. And also, Larry reminds everybody to hit that like button for sure. We have over double the amount of people watching right now live than we do likes, so we can definitely get those likes going. Let's try to end the stream with 100 likes. Let's get that going now, guys. We're currently at 60. I know we can do it. We got a couple more things to talk about, though.
Look at Adam going crazy there.
Yeah, he's really working it. I like.
What's next in the docket, Rox?
We're talking about the classic.
Yeah, we're getting some tickets. I want to participate. I love hanging out with you guys, though.
I'm just happy that you're here. The classic Christopher Reeve critique of Marlon Brando for being lazy while filming Superman resurfaces. Why are you so happy about this, Mikey?
I've never seen this.
It made me happy.
That was amazing.
I've never saw this before.
This was from, I mean, years ago.
Yeah, it's on David Letterman he's got to be back after Superman, the movie, which is like.
So this must have been late 70s, early 80s.
So Superman the movie 78. Was 78.
Yeah.
So I would say 79, maybe.
Yeah. It says during a 1982 interview.
So it's after Superman 2 then.
So an 82 interview.
Superman 2 was 80.
Are we able to play this interview from Twitter, Ryan?
I just need 1 minute. I can pull it up.
Awesome. Yeah. That would be amazing.
So, you hear all these stories, and I became I knew who Marlon Brando was, of course, through this movie. But as a kid, that old young, I only know of Marlon Brando like post all of this when he was awful, mm-hmm. like when he was just. Hated everybody, was a pain in the ass to work with. I remember a big film that I was looking forward to at the time was The Island of Dr. Moreau back in 96 with him and Val Kilmer. And I followed that movie. It's kind of like right around the internet starting to come to what it is. And you hear the behind the scenes drama on that film and how he just went off the rails on that film. And now to see Chris Reeve, you just see he embodied Superman and see him talking. He's not attacking Marlon Brando. He's just saying fat.
Well, let's check it out. We have it pulled up, so let's see what he's got, Ryan.
I must say, I don't say this to be vicious, but I don't worship at the altar.
Here we go.
Of Marlon Brando, because I feel that he's copped out in a certain way. He's no longer in the leadership position that he could be. He could really be inspiring a whole generation of actors, and by continuing to work. But what happened is the press loved him, whether he was good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. Where people thought he was this sort of institution, no matter what he did. So he doesn't care anymore. And I just think it would be sad to be 53, whatever he is, and not give a damn. That's all. I just think it's too bad that the man has kind of been forced into that hostility.
But you wouldn't. Well, he's here tonight, Chris.
That's
great.
You know, this is.
There's
this
a little
wild.
Bit more to it.
You
guys check it out.
This is what we.
Be accused of talking out of school, you know. Okay. But he could be a real leader for us.
Yeah. Was it exciting to work with him, though?
Not really. No. No. I had a wonderful time, but the man didn't care. I'm sorry. He just, you know, took the $2 million and ran. You know.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Okay, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
thanks, Ryan.
I love how honest he was.
Yeah. He's not.
And I get what he's saying. This is what we call today phoning it in. You know, when you say that somebody's phoning it in, you can tell. I don't think he's saying one thing about, you know, he's not saying that he is a bad actor.
No, he celebrates him as a great actor.
He's saying he's incredible, and he's not trying here.
I think
like something out of Superman. It's like out of the movies. It's like, Superman, you could be great again, Superman. Marlon, you could be great again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's all angry. I'm talking Superman 3.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, there are actors today that are like Marlon Brando. There's a couple that come to my mind instantly that every time I watch them, like, oh, you're phoning in. You are, could have been one of the greatest actors of our generation, but you're taking your money and you're running. And I think he called it out. I don't think any actor today would ever do what he did.
Right.
Would have the balls to do what he did right there.
There's no way, because especially with franchise films, you would be so reprimanded. I mean, they would have, after he said that, they would have made it a bit. They would have said it was a joke. They would have come out and said he was kidding.
Right.
You know, they just would have tried to cover it. But that's the kind of stuff we want to hear, because you want to know what it's like with somebody on set. And hopefully that's the kind of thing that changes people from phoning it in the future.
I'm so glad you said that, because like, imagine if, like, there's a certain actor out today that someone on Twitter called out, and like, can you imagine if so-and-so stars would call this actor out? And what if that actor that says, you know what, for the past decade, I have been phoning it in. It hasn't been the passion. It was like, this has forced me to look at myself and want to do better. And how good that would do for that actor's career.
No.
Like, I don't doubt that actor would then take off again. Like, yeah, because there's
certain, we want honesty. That's the one thing that we've proven over the last, especially 10 years. We want honesty from them.
Yeah.
That's, people love to see the inside look, the honest opinion.
Look at Robert Downey Jr. Like, he was a jail drug addict, like, career over, and they had to take a chance. I mean, he talks freely about it now, but look how celebrated he is that he's gone on to be the shepherd of a billion-dollar franchise, world loved over.
It's kind of similar to what's happening with Affleck right now, too. You know, people wanted him to come out and say, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
So, it's just interesting. I found this to be funny, but also poignant. And things change, but they also totally stay the same. And this is something that's,
and to know that, like, this is like his, this is his first big movie, and he's talking about arguably one of the greatest actors of all time at this point. He's not being malicious. That's what I love about it. He's being Superman. He's just like, I want to respect this guy, and I can't. I didn't have fun with him. I had heard he was a bit of a stick in the mud on Superman just because he was so young and taking it so seriously. And like, Margot Kidder would constantly be messing with him during the flying scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, Mark, no, this is serious. We gotta, you know, be serious. But, you know, he was young. He had this character on his shoulders that this is his thing. And I love Christopher Reeve. So
me too. Another story to jump into that I thought was really interesting this week. Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro clashed over one major thing before filming, and that had to do with the rehearsal process. Phoenix does not like to do that, and because of the pure anxiety of it all. But De Niro does not feel that same way, and De Niro says that you have to show up. He said, tell him he's an actor and he's got to be there. I like to hear the whole movie, and we're going to all get in a room and just read it. And then Phoenix was adamant that it wasn't going to happen. He said, there's no effing way I'm doing a read through. It wasn't supposed to be disrespectful. It was just how he felt. What did you think?
You know, Rox, I'm of two minds, I think. I mean, I get why, the character seeing the movie now, how would you do a read through? Like, a read through is a table read. Everyone's kind of stumbling through your lines. There's people, and I've been on table reads before, where you kind of go in your cast already, but you know you're not, you could be fired at this point. People have lost their jobs after table reads.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to lose his job, but he's just like, and seeing what he, you know, this kind of goes back to the same story where there was a stunt people that were kind of got hurt on the set because he kind of didn't go along with what was told. I'm of two minds of that. You should always rehearse your stunt, but if you're going into it going, hey, Joaquin Phoenix talks like, hey guys, I don't know what's going to happen out there. And if the stunt people are like, you know what, I'm a stunt man, I'm padded up, I'm ready to go, I take this chance, let's see what happens. You know, let's try our hardest to be within the confines of being safe, but knowing that if something happens, we're going to go with it. And as long as there's communication between performers, you know, it's not like it's a car chase.
What do you think about the fact that Robert De Niro is the veteran actor of the two?
And he's saying this?
And Robert wants Joaquin at the table read.
I'm saying it's Joaquin. The movie's called Joker, and Joaquin Phoenix is the star, and he's the reason this movie's getting made. And Robert,
you know what this makes me think of?
What's
remember that?
That
like very fake looking video that came out supposedly of Joaquin being a diva on the set, but it looked, I mean, it was so fake when he was like, "Oh, Cher, she's a fashion icon. You're calling me Cher," and like,
yeah.
And I was like, they're having so much fun in the press with this movie in a meta way.
Right.
And this made me think either A, it's sort of an extension of that, or B, no, it was really real. And like, this is how, I mean, I get it. It's his process. And I totally understand that this was his process, but it is kind of weird because you have the veteran actor, but playing a very minor role in the film.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, this is what he was going to do to a character role. The role got him something that Robert De Niro hasn't seen in decades, right? Which is like serious critical acclaim for his acting, right? Was De Niro nominated for Irishman? I forget. Did he get like a courtesy nomination?
I believe
or what?
So. Ryan will be able to tell us.
And Adam, you made a good point. Yeah, he was the veteran actor, but he had a couple scenes. If the situation was reversed, it was Robert De Niro as the Joker and Joaquin Phoenix was Murray. And he's like, you're having a table read. Yeah, Joaquin, you show up. You do the table read
totally
for your three scenes.
Situation.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had two, three scenes, you didn't need a table read, Robert. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, this is me, little Mike Kalinowski, saying this to the greatest actor of all time. But it's the fact that he threw this big fit about it. It's just like, you had two scenes and you wanted the whole damn film read for you. It's like, come on now.
So I guess De Niro did not. Pesci and Pacino did, which... Yeah.
Look at that. Look at it.
Look at that. Ready to go, Doghouse. I do want to get to one more thing. I know we got to get out of here, but a quick TV time story.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
I think I know what it is, but.
Roxy's TV time. LeBron James and his family are big fans of the Harley Quinn cartoon. This is awesome to hear because who isn't a fan of this? And I'm just glad. But I can picture LeBron and fam watching. And that makes me happy. He said Harley Quinn in the flesh, and you can check out the awesome. He said Harley Quinn with a rock on and two hearts, and a couple of different things posted and as captions.
Friends of the show, by the way, creators of the show, friends of the show, which is huge.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
Like, I'm saying that LeBron is going to be on DC Movie News.
Oh, of course. That is the big announcement.
We're like one step removed from that, I believe.
That is the big announcement. I agree. He says one of the standouts of the series is the rapport between Harley and her crew, which we agree with. So, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, they dropped the new trailer for Stargirl as well. Did you guys check that out?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it showed a lot of the new JSA. I got to tell you, this was a show that wasn't on my radar at all. But the more I see about this, the more that I know we're going to get the early JSA and we're getting this new JSA. We're getting Wildcat and everything in there, Dr. Midnight. I'm excited for this show. I'm really kind of stoked for it.
What do you think about the whole idea that it's not like premiering, the whole premiering on DC Universe and then the next day on CW? That seems like out the window now, right?
Well, you and I have been going back and forth, Adam, on what's happening with DC Universe and with the HBO Max. And we've talked about this. We think all of their live action is eventually going to go away to HBO Max, but the app will still be there for like the comics and the past content. Cause I'm right now binge watching. I did Batman, the animated series. I'm doing Batman Beyond now, which,
nice.
So good shows, you know?
Hey, Mike, would you be upset in a world in which if you keep paying for DC Universe, you get all the DC live action shows, maybe even though they're co-premiering on HBO Max, but you don't get full HBO Max? Like,
would I just get the shows that show up on HBO Max?
You would then want HBO Max, right?
Well, not necessarily, because like if you're just paying for DC Universe, you're going to get those DC shows.
Right.
But if you HBO Max, then you're getting everything. What I'm saying is, I think gone are the DC Universe exclusive only live action shows. I think that is clearly gone.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see, and we'll keep reporting on it here on DC Movie News because we got to get out of here. Adam Gertler, thank you for joining us from the kitchen with that awesome doghouse hat you got going on and all
Adam,
your what, glove.
What time are you open till, Adam? What time are you guys open till?
What's that?
What time are you open till?
We're open till 11 p.m. We're 11 p.m. We're at 615 Northwestern Avenue. So if you go on any of the apps, again, that's Doghouse, Bad Mother Clucker, Badass Breakfast Burritos, Plant B, go to Caviar, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, any of those. And, yeah, 6:15. Mike, let me know if you're going to order. I want to make sure I have eyes on your order, sir.
All right.
And Adam, where can everybody just keep up with you and figure out everything you're doing? I know that they can order your food, but where's everything else? Cool. Good story. At Adam Gertler. Okay.
At Adam Gertler.
There you go.
On Twitter and Instagram, yeah.
Mikey, where can everybody find you? Your brand new, brand spanking Twitter.
Yes, brand new Twitter handle. I am at Mike Kalinowski _. I still have my old account, Mike Kalinowski. I can't use it, though. It's frozen. But at Mike Kalinowski, just put the _.
The people are trying to keep us down. The people are trying to keep us down.
But I've got that going. Come at me. Follow me. And I'm giving you the same great content I always do.
And I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Thank you to our amazing producer, Ryan Nelson, at Ryan Nelson, Ryan Nelson
yes.
_.
At Ryan Nelson.
At Ryan Nelson.
Yes. Thank you to everybody at AfterBuzz TV for keeping all this content going strong. And to you guys at home for watching this live. We appreciate it. If you subscribe, thumbs up, all that great stuff. You guys are the best. And we will see you next time for DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.